You. We really want to be those sanctuaries where the Lord will dwell. Amen. So we thank the Lord for granting us another good opportunity to be gathered in His house. Thank you, musicians. Thank you, everyone. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for another good morning, where you have prepared a table for us, O Lord, where you have spread the meal for us to come and enjoy in the presence of the Holy God, O Lord. Dear Lord, we come and we are so acknowledging, we are so grateful, O Lord, that you have granted us this day. It is a day that you have made, and it will all have its full sense only if we spend it for you. That's why we have come, O Lord, putting everything aside, standing in your presence, believing, O Lord, that you have put in us the Holy Spirit that is welcoming your Spirit in us, O Lord. Take leadership, take control, Heavenly Father. Anything that is against worshiping the Lord in us, put it aside, O Lord. And let us enter into the spirit of worship, where we will consider the greatness of God in our lives and give you back what we can give, which is the praises of our lips and our whole being, O Lord. We thank you. Take now control. Be with us. Those who are still making their way to this place, keep and protect them. Bless the lessons upstairs. Bless the teachers. Bless the monitors. Bless everything that will be done. Let be done. Let it be done for your glory. We commit the reading of the word into your hands. Bless us as we partake of these little words, these little thoughts in your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Let's open our Bibles. Happy to see Brother Tino again. God bless you. Romans chapter 9, verse 6 to 8. not as though the word of God has taken no effect, for they are not all Israel which are of Israel. Neither, because they are the seed of Abraham, are they all children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called. That is, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed. Amen. You may be seated. God bless you. So I believe I'm speaking to the children of the promise this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Because, no, it's not the mystery of 9/11. That's Brother Andrew's gift, you know. He can take these things and tear them apart and bring a stunning image, you know, a stunning picture, and you stay there and wow, this was it, you know. So we are different. God has given us different callings, and we're trying to remain on the line of our calling. Amen. So we are still talking about the mystery, the children of the promise, the children of Abraham, the faith of Abraham. And last few lessons we spoke, we mentioned what happened in history in the past, because these are types that show us what will happen, because human nature is still the same. What people did in the past, we are still doing, repeating. History repeats itself, actually. So we spoke about dimensions. We spoke about how the mystery of the coming of the Lord was a hidden secret. And because of lack of preparation, because of lack of full revelation of what God has said, made people to, you know, miss the target in the past. And that's what Paul is saying, that it's the children of the promise, because those who saw the promise being manifested, realized, those ones were called the children of Abraham, and they partook of the benefit of the promise. So we don't want to miss it today, as we are expecting something, because we live under great expectation on the coming of the Lord, you know. Everyone, that's our hope. Every one of us, every church, every believer, the hope is the coming of the Lord. If there was no coming of the Lord, we wouldn't be seated here. You know? If there was no coming of the Lord, you know, our hope is the coming of the Lord. Amen. So that's why we don't want to fall into that same mistake they made when the first coming happened. You know, it was their hope. No one was insincere about waiting, expecting the coming of the Lord. They were there. All their hopes for ages was built on the coming of the Lord.
Amen.
But when that coming of the Lord happened, they missed it. And they shouted, "Crucify him." The very thing on which they had built their hope upon, when it was presented to them, they said, "Crucify him." They say, "You are a devil." They say, "You are demon possessed." These people were sincere. But what made them to miss? Because it was a mystery.
Yes.
And that mystery, you needed to have a revelation to see the coming of the Lord. Amen. So that's why today we are going to advance a little more into the mystery of the coming of the Lord. Are you ready?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So we are waiting on the Lord to help us to understand it. It works? Okay. Listen what the prophet says regarding the coming of the Lord. That God's great mystery, it's a secret. He kept it secret. Nobody knew nothing about it. Even the angels didn't understand it. He didn't reveal it. Jesus, when he was on earth, they wanted to know when he would come. He said, even the Son himself don't know when it's going to happen. God has this all to himself. It is secret. Amen. So you need to enter God's secret to know this mystery. It's not just something that will happen. No, it's a mystery. It's a secret. Amen. It says, And that's the reason there was silence in heaven for a space of half an hour. And seven thunders uttered their voices. And John was even forbidden to write it. See, the coming of the Lord. Hallelujah. It was a mystery. It was silence. John heard it. And he wanted to write. They told him, please, don't write. Keep it. Because it's secret. It's a mystery. The coming of the Lord. Amen. That's one thing he hasn't revealed yet. Are you with me? That's one thing he hasn't revealed yet, of how he will come and when he will come. How and when he hasn't revealed it. Are you with me? And the prophet says, it's a good thing that he doesn't. Full stop. Are you together? It's a good thing that he doesn't. And then he said, no. Are you with me? It's a mystery. It's a secret. John writes. No. Don't write. Keep it secret. The coming of the Lord. It's a good thing that he hasn't revealed it. Then the prophet says, no. He has showed it or revealed it in every type that's in the Bible. Amen. John didn't write it, but the prophet says it's shown in the types of the Bible. So if we want to understand the mystery of the coming of the Lord, let's go and look in the types in the Bible. Amen. Amen. Therefore, the entire Bible is the revelation of God's mystery. Amen. The coming of the Lord is a mystery. And it's hidden in the types in the Bible. Let's go through the Bible and see how God revealed that mystery through the types in the Bible. Amen. Amen. That's the only way you can understand the coming of the Lord. Amen. The day and the hour is revealed in the types. Amen. Amen. Do you want to know the day? Amen. Amen. And the hour? So let's go.
Amen.
Please, remember we spoke about dimensions. So when I'm talking about day and time, don't put it in the space-time dimension. Amen. Because as human beings, we are stuck in this dimension of space and time. When they tell you day and time, you say, oh, okay, you're thinking about the 21st of, August. 2025. Next year, wow. I don't know why I said that. Yes. So let's go in the types of the Bible. Then we will see, we'll have an idea on what the day of the coming of the Lord means. And what was that day? What that day will be. Amen. So first of all, we need to know, let's go and look at the first coming. Because if there's a second coming, let's look at the first coming. How did the first coming happen? When was the day of the first coming of the Lord? Because if you don't understand even the day of the first coming of the Lord, it's hard for you to be expecting the coming, the second coming of the Lord, because you didn't read from history. Let's go and see what was the day of the first coming of the Lord. Someone will say it was the day he was born in a manger. It's not wrong. You are not wrong when you say that. But if that was the day he was born, that was the day of the coming of the Lord, so what about Peter who met him only 30 years later? Did he miss the coming of the Lord? Amen? Okay. Remember, the day of the coming of the Lord is not a 24 hours event. Amen? When we speak about the day, don't take it as a 24 hours day. No, we are going to see it. It's not a specific calendar day. Or it's not a specific event. You say, this was the day of the coming of the Lord. But when you're expecting something, and if you want to fully understand it, you have to know the nature of what you are expecting. Amen. Amen. If I'm expecting the queen to come, I know the nature of the queen. I won't be, you know, moved when I see some clown guy dressed in some kind of clothes and say, this is the queen. Because you know the nature of the event you are waiting. So what was exactly the coming of the Lord? Because for people to wait for the coming of the Lord, those who knew what the coming of the Lord was, then they were watching. Yes. Amen? The coming of the Lord, we have to know first, it was only a promise. Are we together? We are talking about the children of the promise. First, the simplest thing we have to understand about, I'm talking about the first coming of the Lord. It was a promise. Put it, no matter how you want to put it. No, he was to die, he was to do this, he was to die. But as simple as we can take it, it was a promise. The first coming of the Lord started as a promise. Amen.
Amen.
What was that promise? It was not one single promise, but it was a multifaceted promise.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The first time that the Lord mentioned on the coming of the Lord in the Bible, it was just after Adam and Eve failed.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And I will put enmity between thee and the woman,
yes,
and between thy seed and his seed, her seed.
Amen.
Amen. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. So the coming of the Lord was a promise. People that were expecting the coming of the Lord, they had to watch the fulfillment, the manifestation of a promise. The day that promise manifests, gets fulfilled, that's the day of the coming of the Lord. Amen. So, the very first time that promise was made was after man fell. The Lord said, thy seed shall, I put enmity between your seed and the seed. It shall bruise his knees, his head, and it shall bruise his heel. That was the very first time he mentioned the promise. God didn't stop there. He knew that seed, the Messiah, the Lord, had to come. He had a purpose. And he started now throughout the Old Testament, revealing, you know, dropping here and there clues about that coming of the Lord. He started showing, you know, dropping here, dropping that, telling you some characteristics of that ministry of the first coming of the Lord. And all those were promises. He dropped some here. He dropped one there. The second time, next time, there are so many, I won't mention all of them. But next time he's talking about the coming of the Lord, that was in Deuteronomy. He's starting now showing people what the first coming of the Lord will be. He's starting now showing them what will be done the day of the coming of the Lord. He said, I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto thee. Those who were watching the promise, those who were expecting the coming of the Lord, some took this. They said, I'll be watching this promise. The day I will see it fulfilled, I know this is the day of the coming of the Lord. That's why when Philip went and met him, he saw the scripture fulfilled. He went and told Nathanael, today is the day of the coming of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Why? Because it was a succession of fulfillment of promises.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Next time, the Lord give another clue about the day of the coming of the Lord. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive. Amen. All this is a promise that makes up the first coming of the Lord. Amen. A virgin shall conceive. The seed of the woman. Next time he speaks about that seed, he refers to him as a prophet like unto Moses. Next time he gives some more light on it, he says, it will be virgin born. Amen. You need now to start watching. Another time he says, no. The place of his birth. Thou Bethlehem Ephrata. Though thou be little amongst thousands of Judah, out of thee shall he come forth unto me that he to be a ruler in Israel. He gives another clue. He'll be virgin born. He'll be born in Bethlehem Ephrata. Amen.
Amen.
Next time. When Israel was a child, then I loved him and called my son out of Egypt. He gives another clue, another promise of the day of the coming of the Lord. When you see him coming out of Egypt, remember it, you were in the day of his coming.
Amen.
Amen. It was fulfilled in Matthew. Then he starts talking about his ministry. You know, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the broken heart. He gives those characteristics. The day you will see that fulfilled, know that you are in the day of the coming of the Lord. The entry into Jerusalem, another clue. He will come upon an ass. He will enter, you know, there are so many. He even speaks about how he'll be betrayed for 30 pieces of silver. Those are promises. And then he speaks about his death. How he'll be crucified for our iniquities. How he'll be rejected. How the Lord will put upon him the iniquities of all of us. Then he's talking about his ministry, his betrayal, his death. How he'll be, you know, his tomb will be among the rich. How he'll be led to like a sheep. And so forth. His grave with the wicked. And the rich in his death, because he has done no violence. Psalm 22 is talking about the passion on the cross. Amen.
Amen.
Then he's talking about his resurrection. So all those promises from the time he said in the Garden of Eden that thy seed until to his birth, to his ministry, to his baptism, to his resurrection, to all that was the time, you know, the time frame that makes the day of the first coming of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. The first coming of the Lord was not a 24 hours event. It was a period of time. Yes. Amen. Even before he was born, the first coming of the Lord had started already. Amen. The time the angel came and spoke to Mary and told him, you are a virgin and you will conceive. That promise, the time it was fulfilled in the womb of Mary, it was the first coming of the Lord. Amen. It was the process of the first coming of the Lord. Amen. Are we together? So when you are waiting for the second coming of the Lord, my brother, my sister, don't expect a 24 hours event. We said, the prophet says, he has revealed it in every type in the Bible. Yes. The entire Bible is the mystery of his coming. So let's go, just go and examine the mystery, how things happened in the past. Then you will understand what you are expecting. Amen. 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 Quickly, we are going. Yes. What, if you want to ask you a question then, what was the day of his first coming? Amen. I think I have a drawing there. Yes. So this is the timeline of the ministry of Jesus on earth in his first coming. He was born, then the exile in Egypt. I'm just taking key events, okay? Yeah. In the temple, age 12, he was preaching. Then baptism, ministry and miracle, transfiguration, and all these events happened in the day of the first coming of the Lord. Amen. Amen. All from even before birth, as I said, to his ascension. That was the day of the first coming of the Lord. To a point, when he was born, if you count the number of people that knew that the Messiah was on earth, a handful of people. Mary, Joseph, the Magi. No, even not the Magi, the shepherds. That's it. How many of shepherds? Maybe 5, 10. So a handful. 10 people, 20 people only knew that the expected Messiah is on earth. Amen. But it was the great event that the entire world was waiting on. To a point where 2 years later, when he was already born, you know, maybe walking, a 2 years old baby, he was even walking. The king Herod knew only when the Magi came and told him, we have come to worship the king. Say, where is he? Fine, investigate. And then 2 years later, it was not even known in the country. While the coming of the Lord was ongoing, the Lord, the Messiah, was on earth. Amen. Mary could go to the shop with her boogie pushing the Messiah. Pushing the coming of the Lord, the greatly expected event of all ages. It was going to see the GP, and the GP could put him on a way. I say, how? Amen. Amen. They were holding the coming of the Lord, giving him vaccine. He was a baby like every baby. Amen. He was a baby like every baby. He was playing on the street with his friends. Hide and seek. I would like to be that one played hide and seek with him. But many of those that played hide and seek with him, they didn't have that revelation that it was the coming of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Then a few years later, John the Baptist said, this is the Lamb of God. Amen. 30 years later, while he was already on earth, the coming of the Lord had lived on earth for 30 full years. People didn't know. He was coming like everyone in the crowd. John had to point it to them. This is the Lamb of God. People could say, but this man, we have been with him in the same school. How come he becomes the Lamb of God? Amen. It was not easy for people to understand. But those who were watching, amen, I'm going to close with that. Those who were watching the fulfillment of the promise, they knew.
Amen.
Amen. So, Simeon, he was there waiting. When he saw, I don't know, maybe ask Mary a few questions. How did you get, where is the father? Mary would have said, no, he doesn't, I don't have a father. He doesn't have a father. How? No, the angel came and told me. And Mary could have told that story to many people. They would say, you have lost your mind. But Simeon, since he was watching the promise, this child has no father. Yes. How? No, the angel came and said, Simeon could go back and say, a virgin shall conceive. Lord, my eyes have seen your salvation. Let me go in peace. Amen. Why? He was watching the promise. If you don't want to miss it, my brother, examine the promise of your day. That's the day of the coming of the Lord, when the promise is fulfilled in your day.
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for granting us a good privilege to have eyes open and to see these things being fulfilled in our day, O Lord. Those who saw you in your first coming, they were just a handful of selected people in their generation. They were treated of fools, of people who have lost their mind, of demon-possessed people, O Lord. But that was the very place where you were revealing yourself to humanity, O Lord. We don't want to be of that multitude that called you strange names, O Lord. But let us look at the promise of our day. Let us look at the fulfillment of it, O Lord, and give us faith to be born into this promise. Help us, Heavenly Father. It's good to know these things, but it's all better to be partakers of them. Let them impart new birth in us, O Lord. Let them impart a new life in us so that the result of it will be a newness of life in us, O Lord. Bless now the service that's coming ahead. Bless the preaching of the word. Bless us in everything that will be done. For your glory, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.